Welcome to Success Made Simple with your host, Dave Martin.
The rest of your year is going to be the best of your year. I believe what's coming the rest of this year, the next few months, is going to be incredible. I hope your expectation is up and you are believing it as well. This is Dave Martin, your success coach, and you are listening to Success Made Simple. I hope you'll share this podcast. I hope you're telling other people about the podcast. We're seeing the numbers grow every week of more people that just want to jump on, get this little boost of encouragement, but yet make it simple so we can understand it, put it to practice, and make a difference in life. We've been talking about strength the last couple of weeks, strength of performance, strength of purpose, and today I want to talk to you about strength of endurance. And it was game three of the 2002 NBA Eastern Conference Finals. Boston Celtics entered the fourth quarter behind the New Jersey Nets by 21 points. But when that final buzzer sounded, the Celtics had won the game. They outscored the Nets by 25 points in the last 12 minutes of the game and completed the greatest fourth quarter comeback in NBA history. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for the greatest comeback in 2017, that the rest of the year will be the best of the year. I know, listen, it's easy to give up when you find yourself behind. It's easy to quit when you find your back up against the wall. But life, just like the game of basketball, it isn't over until it's over. And the victory goes not to the team that had the biggest lead during the game or even the team that performed the best on the court. The victory goes to the team that had enough endurance to see the battle through to its conclusion, to the end, to have enough fortitude to hang in the game until the final buzzer. You just can't quit. It's not over. You can't quit. And as we discussed the last couple weeks in the podcast, all we need is strength in our lives. I believe this strength can be summarized in the three areas we've been talking about: strength of performance, strength of purpose, and today, strength of endurance. Many times, it's a matter of staying the longest to become the strongest. Stick with it. Stay the course. Don't quit. It's amazing. One of my favorites to listen to, or not listen to, but read, is Winston Churchill. I love his leadership teaching, and just he's a great example of endurance or persistence, of just staying the course. His most famous quote was, "Never give in. Never, never, never give in." He was talking to the armies. He said, "We will not retreat. We will not turn back. We will fight. Don't give up. Don't quit." It's amazing how many people have risen to the top of their respective fields by not being smarter or faster or even more determined or even more clever than the people around them. A lot of people have prevailed in life simply because they refused to give up and they stuck around while all the other competition either lost interest or gave up. I remember them asking Joel Osteen's dad years ago. They said, "How did you build such a great church?" He'd built an amazing church in Houston before Joel even came along. And they asked him how he did it, and they were waiting for some great wisdom. And he said, "I think the biggest thing is I've just been here longer than everybody else. People have come, people have gone, people have gave up. I just stayed the course." Success often depends on a person's willingness to keep going when everyone else is thrown in the towel. Almost every sport begins its season with intensive training that's designed to get its participants in shape. I was talking to a couple of my guys just this week that I work with that are in spring training or in training now for football season. When it's not spring, but they're in training camp, getting ready for the season. In there, the participants, they get in shape for the conflicts that await them. And the centerpiece of this preseason training preparation is a brutal regimen of physical conditioning that will strengthen their lungs as well as their hearts and strengthen their resolve as well as their talent. this preparation time, this preseason training time creates endurance, because winners must be ready to endure a long season, endure a lot of intense opposition before they'll ever claim the prize or the title of champion. Great people like you have to learn to stick around, to stay on track, to keep going. Endurance wins. Have the strength of endurance. Keep going. The rest of your year will be the best of your year. This is Dave Martin, your success coach. Make sure you share this with someone else. Maybe you know someone that needs a little encouragement to not give up today. I believe this will be a great help to them. Also, there's a whole chapter on this and much more in my book, Another Shot. If you don't have that book, I encourage you, go to Amazon, go to our website. I think there's a deal on there, davemartin.org, and pick it up and read it and put it to practice. Hey, until next week, this is Dave Martin, your success coach.
You have been listening to Success Made Simple. For additional coaching and resources, go to davemartin.org. Also, follow Dave on social media at Dr. Dave Martin.